super sweet version of Cliff Noble's The Horse by none other than Booker T and the MGs from a nice re-release album called, the Booker T Set. So that album originally came out in 1969. Nice re-release. My baby loves The Secret Agent. The Detroit Cobras. Don't know where I got that from, but I got it the second part of the year. Okay. How He Wrote Elastica Man by Elastica. And that's from a compilation. Also, this is crazy. The new Paul Weller record. That song called, it didn't even sound like Paul Weller, it was Cosmic Fringes. It was that electronic thing. The whole album is just a mixed bag, but that lead-off track is such a wonderful, great piece of music. Then there's this reissue that I got. It's a rarities bootleg of The Fall. And just when you think you have everything by The Fall, you don't have everything by The Fall. This song was called Portugal, and it's from an album called The King of Moscow Road. And it was a rarities bootleg, and that's actually a pretty darn song, a pretty good song. I just can't believe it's just a bootleg. I was talking to a friend about Ernest Noyes Brookings, a guy that lived in the nursing home in their 80s. And they had a thing where they were trying to get people to do arts and crafts in their nursing home. This guy starts writing all this really amazing poetry. The guy that was in charge of the nursing home entertainment actually starts getting this guy's lyrics out to all these bands. Well, Brave Combo got it, and they did the song Polka. You can get a whole album of Ernest Noyes Brookings. Once again, the OCs, but this time it's the OHSEES with a song that is one of my favorite new tunes called Block of Ice. Before that, the new Spectres album with the song The Spectre, Motorcycle A Go Go, the Fezmen from their album Four Slices of Primo Cheese. I'm sure that's an old record re-release. Black Condor, a new record, and that was from Gringos and Grimmies. Dos Gringos and Grimmies, Black Condor, neat little surf tune. Rocket Ship. I don't know where this came from, but it's a John Spencer Blues Explosion EP I did not have from 97 Rocket Ship. We started with Wuthering Heights by White Flag. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, recapping all the great music I found all year long. I'm not even going to tell you what this last piece is. You're going to figure it out for yourself. It's going to give you those wonderful kind of like memories and nightmares at the same time. And I remain in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green. Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things mark yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. In a closet, on a shelf, or underneath the sink. Do not touch a single thing before you stop and think. If you see a round green face scowling back at you, do not eat or drink or smell, 'cause Mr. Yuck is warning you. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things mark yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we took a break, you heard Free Money by Patti Smith, and before that was Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground. Here's some more Patti Smith. This is Ghost Dance.
What is it, children? Falls from the sky. Tai, mana from heaven, from the Most High, food from the Father. Tai. We shall live again.
so it shall be. Within the context of neo-rock, we must open up our eyes and seize and rend the veil of smoke which man calls order. Pollution is a necessary result of the inability of man to reform and transform waste. The transformation of waste. Of waste is perhaps the oldest preoccupation of man. Man being the chosen ally must be reconnected via ship. At all costs, you hung with us in this dream of the task of the alchemist to create from the clay of man, and to recreate from the excretion of man, pure and then softened in solid gold. All must not be art. Some art we must disintegrate.
Monkey, sign of the tag.
just heard Space Monkey, and before that, 25th Floor by Patti Smith. Now this is Human Behavior by Bjork.
Human being.
Hey, it's Liz. You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh. That one was Lateralis by Tool, and before that was Venus as a Boy by Bjork. Here's another one by Tool. This is called Schism.
Pieces fit.
That one was called Someone Great by LCD Sound System. You've been listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh, and my name is Liz. Make sure to tune in on Thursday at 4 p.m. or next Monday at 3 p.m. And if you're interested in the show, you can head over to WRCT.org, click on Noise Theory, and you can see everything that I was playing today, as well as my contact info if you want to say hi. All right, this is my last track for today. It's another one by LCD Sound System. It's called All My Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Lord, call it tell that doctor, tell that doctor come. He may cool my fever. Lord, tell that doctor come. Lord, may cool my fever. Lord, tell the doctor come. She got a few dimes. Lord, don't mistreat nobody, baby, cause you got a few dimes. Lord, you must always remember you ain't wind me up all the time. Lord, you ain't wind me up all the time. Lord, remember, Lord, you ain't wind me up all the time. Lord, 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 you ain't wind me up, baby, all the time. You know I promised my baby I'm gonna buy a V-Ray phone. Lord, I promised my baby I'm gonna buy a V-Ray phone. If you promise me, baby, how you gonna stay right home? If you promise me, Lord, you gonna stay right home? Lord, Lord.
Bienvenidos a Barrio Latino,
el único programa en español en Pittsburgh, Pensilvania.
Noticias, entrevistas, servicios y la mejor música.
Y escúchenos también por la web en tiempo real www.wrst.org.
Buenas tardes, Pittsburgh. Bienvenidos aquí a Barrio Latino. Con este programa de hoy le damos comienzo al mes de la hispanidad aquí en Estados Unidos. En la ciudad de Pittsburgh lo vamos a estar celebrando y durante este programa y los próximos programas vamos a estar compartiendo entrevistas o conversaciones con líderes locales de la comunidad, de las universidades y de otras organizaciones que nos van a estar contando cómo ellos celebran la hispanidad o la latinidad en sus propios ámbitos de trabajo, en sus universidades y demás. El único comentario que yo quiero hacer como programa antes de empezar es que En nuestra comunidad hay un poco de diferencias en términos al término hispano y latinoamericano. Muchas personas no aceptan la generalización de ambas etiquetas, pero lo importante es que las personas que se sientan felices y contentas con usar la etiqueta latina, latino, latine e hispanidad, pueden hacerlo libremente. Si alguno de ustedes no está de acuerdo con la etiqueta, no está de acuerdo con la palabra, la verdad es que hay lugares en los que se puede tener conversaciones abiertas con respecto al tema, y de hecho van a haber conversatorios durante este mes con respecto a las etiquetas que usamos para nuestra comunidad, así que va a haber un espacio para discusión para eso. Fuera de eso, Barrio Latino va a estar participando, mencionando al aire los distintos programas y actividades que hay. Y les vamos a estar recordando lugares a los que ustedes pueden ir. Algunas de estas actividades son abiertas al público en línea, a través de enlaces a actividades en línea. Y uno que otro evento será presencial, siempre y cuando se tomen las medidas correctas, como distancia social, el uso de mascarilla, el uso de alcohol en gel, etc. Así que para comenzar este mes, el mes de la hispanidad, vamos a estar compartiendo con ustedes dos cosas. Primero vamos a estar compartiendo una entrevista que tuvimos con Andrés, Andrés Tapia. Él es un cineasta local de Chile, originario de Chile, que estuvo trabajando con Casa San José, con Mónica Ruiz, en un documental que se presentó en septiembre 15. Se presentó ayer, pero el programa es hoy, es un día después. De igual manera, vamos a estar compartiendo con ustedes una conversación que tuvimos con la doctora Sandra Quiñones y la doctora Lucía Osa Melero, ambas profesoras de Duquesne, que nos van a estar hablando un poco de las distintas actividades que están pasando en la universidad, que van a estar celebrando la hispanidad. Con eso, bueno, le damos finalizado este bloque de anuncios y comenzamos con nuestra primera entrevista.
Así que muy buenas tardes, Pittsburgh, ¿cómo están? Hoy vamos a estar entrevistando a Andrés Tapia Ursúa y a Mónica Ruiz, que nos van a estar hablando del documental Latin Americans Pittsburgh, que van a estar presentándolo en el Latin American Cultural Center en septiembre 15, y nos van a estar hablando un poco de cómo prepararon el documental, cómo se seleccionaron a los participantes, y un poco de las cosas que no van a ver aquel día de la presentación. Así que Andrés, Mónica, les doy la oportunidad para que se presenten.
Mónica, por favor.
Gracias. Buenos días. Me llamo Mónica Ruiz y soy la directora de Casa San José, que es una organización